KWC, calling to check and see if I got this radio set up. That's KQ4 KWC.
KDSFZ, monitoring.
KF8ETQ, KF8ETQ, this is NAWRO. Darren, is that you?
Yes, that is.
We got you over on 7.2 for a change. Yeah, it's a little bit of a light signal, little hiss in the back, but you are readable. Are you at your QTH?
Yes, I am at home. I am using a 5-watt antenna with the audio.
Alrighty, I don't know if you have it up, but I pulled the voter up. I want to see how your signal is. I'm looking at my signal right now, and despite being in Richmond, it looks like I'm almost tying with the Clem. I don't know how that is. Richmond's green, so Richmond's winning. All right, you go next. I want to see how your signal does. I assume you're going to hit Warren, but we'll see.
I'm trying to hit the Mount Clemens. It's 147.2, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. You got the Clem all the way. Warren didn't even tickle the Warren one at all. The Clem was the only one showing on the voter. So, you know, if you go to that web page, I'm sure you probably know how to get there, but wa8mac.org, and on the left, if you tap the voter, you can see how your signal is doing when we're doing this. But good, you're readable, but, you know, it's about what expected for an HT, right? In other words, you'd be able to make the net. I'm sure you've done this before when you're on the net. NAWRO, over to you.
Yeah, I can ordinarily use the net, but I'm usually on an 8-watt or a 5 or 10-watt handheld. And now I'm trying to do it with a 5-watt handheld with a Yagi antenna out of curiosity if I would still be able to make it, but I think it should have.
All right. Well, the simple answer to your question is, under the current conditions, if I was net control, I would be able to copy you. Not the greatest signal, but yes, you're readable. It would work.
The next objective is to see if I can find a satellite and try to crash that.
That sounds like a good idea. I know I probably already asked you this, but I believe you said you are going to Thursday's meeting. Were you interested in attending St. Clair County's meeting up north here on Gratiot, 7 o'clock tomorrow night? That's totally optional. It's just everyone's invited.
I was thinking about trying to. I just need to look it up on a map to figure out how close I actually am to it.
Yeah, you can certainly make a game time decision on that. There's no, you know, reservations or anything like that. I'll have my car there with Macomb ARPA signs on, and I'll probably get there early. I think I posted on the Discord there. You know, a little bit after 6, between 6:15, and then of course their meeting starts at 7. Certainly welcome. Both Aaron and Riley, open arms, invited us. It's very nice of those guys to do that. And if you can make it, their EOC is interesting to see. It is on airport grounds there, too. So, yeah, I think I posted the maps on in the one posting in Discord. And it's just immediately west of Marysville. It's off of Gratiot, on the west side of Gratiot Airport Road. It is the St. Clair County International Airport. Not that big, though. It sounds like it's big, but it's a small airport. And I'll be there to show you which door, which building to go in if you decide to come. NAWRO, over to you.
Thank you. I think I'll try to join. Again, it's just I don't know necessarily the location. I'll have to pull that up on a map. I know Grafton, I know where that is, and I know probably that it's just north of me somewhere. So follow that, I guess, north, and that'll do me, I guess, to the location.
Yeah, you're correct. I'm aware of where your QTH is at, so it's going to be a little ride for you if you decide to make it. You know, I don't know if you want to take 94. There is an interchange right there on 94, getting off of 94 by Marysville. And then you can find it from there by putting it in navigation. My thing was, it's kind of silly, but when I first went there, it's like, I'll drive all the way down there, but, man, I don't want to drive onto the tarmac. But they have it blocked off. You can't do that. And in any event, I'll be there, show you where to park if you make it. If you're there, great. If it doesn't work out, that's fine, too, and we'll see you Thursday. Sounds good? NAWRO.
Yes, that sounds good.
All right, Darren, you have a good one. I'm sure we'll talk soon. I'm always on Discord if you need to send me a message or anything, whether it's in the group chat or however. And we'll see you soon. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, over to you, after yours.
I'll jump off the air right now to see if I can figure out what kind of satellite I can try to track right now for in a few minutes.
I copy that, and just a reminder, maybe I'm just not hearing it, but at your final transmission, make sure you always throw your call out if you would. Greatly appreciate it. Sounds good. Always a pleasure. NAWRO.
Thank you, KFAETQ. Over.
K-E-H-W-U-O-N-A-W-R-O, you still out there?
Yeah, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, monitoring. Yeah, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, monitoring.
Hey, Joe, I'm wondering how well you can hear me right now. Testing the Mount Clemens repeater from my office at work. I don't normally use analog from inside my office, but I'm looking at the voter screen and it's showing like Mount Clemens is getting me pretty good.
Well, my screen here on my radio with the inside attic antenna has a Mount Clemens, you coming through the Mount Clemens, obviously not you on a simplex. But I'm receiving Mount Clemens at a 40/9. So, and you're coming in readable, very readable, modulated volume, just a little quieter than just full signal, but very readable, no major noise in over top of you.
Well, that's very good to hear. I'm looking for a new spot to transmit on Thursdays for the meetings, and lo and behold, it looks like my office might work out fairly decent. So I appreciate that the feedback and the comeback or signal report, rather. And thank you again.
Yeah, no, you're very welcome. You got about 1%, if you want to call it that, of static. That's continuing throughout the transmission, but not over top you at all or disrupting the readability at all. Just it's right alongside, you know, just that little bit of 1% noise that's there, very noticeable. But, again, totally separate from the readable modulated volume.
Well, that is great to know, and I definitely appreciate it. So I will let you go. I got to get back to work here, unfortunately. But once again, thank you very much for the signal report. This is KE8WUO. I'll be clear on your fine.
Well, if you don't mind briefly, how do you read me through the Mount Clemens? I should be hitting it pretty solid, but just wondering how my modulated volume is. Too hot? Too loud, just right, just curious. Back to you one more time, KE4ZUIQ.
Well, when I'm looking at the voter screen, it looks like you're coming in Warren quite a bit. You are coming in off of Mount Clemens intermittently, but I'd say you might be hitting Warren as your primary. The signal seems good. I would say there's a little bit of static also, but that might be on my receive side since I'm inside of a machine shop essentially. So it's unclear if the static is actually on your signal or if it's just my receive location. But I'm picking you up pretty good. I really can't complain.
Okay, because that's odd that you said you picked me up on the Warren, because I'm transmitting on the Mount Clemens side, actually, with that repeater. KE4ZYQ. Well, let's get back to work.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know if you heard NAWRO Tim talking earlier, but if you do go to waamac.org and then you click on the WAAMAC voter, it does show you the Mount Clemens, Richmond, and Warren repeater. And you're tickling all three of them quite often. But, you know, so there's a receive site in Warren, there's a receive site in Richmond. And so your signal is, you know, kind of being chosen by all three sites. And whichever one gets the best vote is the one actively receiving you. And it looks like you hit Richmond with, you know, a full green bar. I don't know what you would call that, but you hit Warren and Mount Clemens a little bit. But when I tee up, I'm only hitting Mount Clemens, which is interesting.
Yep, QSL that. Right now, I might be just picking up on the Mount Clemens one. Just for the heck of it, I turned it down to a few watts as opposed to a lot of watts that maybe screw around with the voter. So how copy now, KE4ZYQ?
I copy you just the same, but you are still getting Warren as your primary for whatever reason. It's kind of interesting. Might just be the way the buildings are around your QTH that the signal propagates a little bit better in the Warren than it does through maybe some of the buildings in Mount Clemens. Not sure, but just telling you what the computer shows.
All righty, well, it's good to know. Good to hear what's going on, but I'll let you get to work and you're welcome for the feedback or the report, and thank you for that in return. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, any one I frequency? K3G clear.
WQ, this is N8FLK, do you copy?
If that was a callback, I missed all the call signs. This is KQ4, Victor with GE Charlie.
KQ4, Victor Whiskey Charlie, this is November 8, Foxtrot, Lima, Kilo, do you copy?
That was a good copy. I got you that time. Thank you.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. /696 west of 23 mile marker is shut down. Recommend staying off 696 westbound. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
KE8WUO.
I'm just watching my emails to see if you were able to get the email button to work. One of the little hiccups that I was thinking you might run into is if you don't have Outlook on your computer, it won't work. But if you do have Outlook on your computer, you might have to make the .exe version the default. It might try to open the web version. And so if you need me to help walk you through that, I can...